and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 9th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Judith Krantz, born in New York City, 1927. She was a fashion editor, then a freelance journalist. And when she was 51 and her children were grown, she set out to write her first book, working 6.5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And after 9 months, she'd finished it. It was called Scruples. It became a number one bestseller in the spring of 1978. She wrote many others after it. Judith Krantz, who said, "I have only one reader, me. I'm the average reader. If I like it, that's all I worry about." It's the birthday of the cartoonist who created Blondie and Dagwood, Chick Young, born in Chicago, 1901. The comic strip started out to be about Blondie as a jazz-age flapper, and Dagwood was a playboy. But they had two children and dogs, and they became a middle-class family, and Dagwood became a regular working guy. It's the birthday of the adventurer and travel writer Richard Halliburton, born in Memphis, 1900, to a well-to-do family. Went off to travel, rode an elephant over the Alps and flew a plane over the Taj Mahal, swam the Panama Canal, wrote about his adventures in books like The Royal Road to Romance, 1925, The Flying Carpet, Seven League Boots, all of them huge bestsellers. In 1939, he was sailing a Chinese junk from Hong Kong to San Francisco when he sent a message by Morse code: "Southerly gales, squalls, lee rail, underwater, wet bunks, hardtack, bully beef, wish you were here instead of me." And he was never heard from again. It's the birthday of the Czech playwright and novelist Karel Kapek, born in 1890, who gave us the word robot in his play entitled R.U.R., 1921, about a technically advanced society that was unable to control robots, which it had created in order to save time. It's the birthday of the playwright Brian Friel, born in County Tyrone, Northern Ireland in 1929. He was a teacher when his short stories began to appear in the New Yorker magazine in 1959. He took up writing full-time. He had a major Broadway hit in 1966 with Philadelphia, Here I Come, and another in 1990 with Dancing at Lunasa. And it's the birthday of the feminist writer Simone de Beauvoir, born in Paris in 1908, whose book The Second Sex came out in 1949, considered one of the most important books on women's rights of the 20th century. Here's a poem for today, a poem entitled Sonnet for Mary, by Ralph Edwards. The old lady who's walking along Concourse A, rather slowly in front of you, is making her way to get on a plane to fly to Denver. Though she is in pain, she won't complain ever. She walks all bent over. She's 91. But her sister died, and there's work to be done. She must bury her sister and clean out the condo and see to her niece who's retarded, sweet Rhonda. There's a funeral to arrange, words to be said, and her brother is useless, he's gone in the head. Stuff to be cleaned out, a condo to sell, and a 50-year-old child who can't care for herself. She's an old lady who's needed out there. She's heading for Denver on a wing and a prayer." Sonnet for Mary, by Ralph Edwards, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Ella Shovanek and Andrea McAfee. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.